Welcome to the Most High Show, a show about recovery, spirituality, and the 12 steps. Produced, hosted, and posted by people in recovery who've been given strength and hope and want to share it with you. If you or someone you love is suffering, we want you to know you are not alone. This is the Most High Show.
So,
what's up, Costa, man? What's going down?
I'm chilling, man, you know? Life is pretty good right now.
It is great. You know what? Before we even get to the subject matter of this podcast, we were just talking before we even started this, and Costa was like telling me how cool it is that we're even doing this. Like, we're able to, you know, during our day, come to a legit studio and like spread like a good message, all dealing with being able to help people in recovery. Yep. And give a little bit of our opinion on certain subject matters, all about healing and like continuing recovering. And just the way he said it to me, it just made it, the way he expressed it to me, it made it kind of like special, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool that, you know, just throughout our day, we get to go live with you guys and, you know, kind of share our strength, hope, and our recovery with anybody that's watching, you know, the whole world.
Without a doubt.
And it just makes it kind of like, it makes life kind of that much better. You know what I mean?
It does, man. It really does, because, you know, you think about, you know, the world today and how things are going. To have a place where the focus is on how we are trying to live productive, good lives, and we're able to focus on those things as a network of people all working together for good and for recovery, for sobriety, for like the encouragement of living better lives. It's just, I just think it's, man, it's just really special to have this kind of opportunity. And Christian and Leslie, man, we appreciate you guys so much just for giving us the opportunity to do things like this and taking us, like, you know, being open-armed in our, you know, and our want to be able to be helpful to you guys. And we just love it, man. I do, definitely.
So do I, man. And good luck on y'all's vacation. I hope y'all have fun, you know. but that kind of brings us into our subject, you know, is like surrendering throughout the holidays. Because, like, you know, it gets tough for people in general, not only addicts, but like just kind of people in general to kind of navigate their ways. Like, holidays are stressful. You want everything to go well. You want you want to receive all the love. You want to give all the love that you can.
Yeah.
You know, and for me in particular, it's like, it's kind of hard to surrender what I want. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And surrender like my will. When
your,
like,
ways to do things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's just kind of, especially in the holidays, because it's like, it's a giving season. You know what I mean? Like, you want to give, but being an addict, I want to also receive, you know, because I'm self-centered, I'm selfish.
Absolutely.
And that's just kind of how it is, you know what I mean? So how do you, like, kind of surrender throughout your day and throughout the holidays?
Well, you know, surrender is an epic word for me in my sobriety.
Yeah.
You know, I know for a fact, if I do it today, you know, tomorrow, any day, you know, regardless of how much sober time I've gotten or what things I'm doing in my life, you know, how good I think I'm, you know, I got it. If I don't surrender, you know, and take my will away from things, and, like, you know, I surrender, my surrender is to my higher power, you know, and I just try my best to, like, get the guidance and go that way, you know? And because I am destruction when it's all about me, when it's wanting to receive, when it's wanting to just do the things that I want to do. I mean, that I know that is without a doubt the path for me personally, for things that I really don't want at all. I mean, it's like destruction, you know? So, you know, that's what it means to me. Surrendering means, you know, giving it to my higher power willingly, you know, and letting God, as I understand him, to lead me. And when I realized over the years that while doing that, I've gotten so much more and so much far beyond what my expectations ever were in the first place.
Yeah.
So surrender is very important to me, man.
Yeah, it definitely is. And it's, you know, like surrendering, because I was never a religious person.
Right.
You know, and I celebrate Christmas, you know, because my family celebrates Christmas and everything like that. But like I was never a religious person. Right. And with Christmas kind of like being a religious holiday.
Right.
You know, it was kind of like, it was always kind of weird to me because I was kind of, as a kid, like we would go to church and I would never want to go to church.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was just kind of like, just kind of weird because like growing up, I grew to like kind of resent God, mm-hmm. you know, because it was kind of like pushed upon me. And then I saw all these things happening in the world and everything like that. And saw all these things happening to me that like, I was like, why would God do this? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And
that's a big question, man. Yeah. Why, you know, why these things happen when, yeah. you know, people are going to church and like serving God and all those types of things. But I dig it. I definitely do.
But when I got sober, you know, it was even more difficult because you took the drugs and alcohol away from me, right?
Right.
And then you expect me to surrender my will and surrender everything to this higher being, which I resented for so long. You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, but this is the only way that, like, you're going to get sober is, like, you know, you have to have, like, a higher power. And that's very true.
Right.
You know what I mean? And at least in my experience, it's like, because I only started, like, truly... I just got 6 months yesterday, right?
Woo, Costa! six months down, baby. Congratulations, man. That's huge,
thank you. But I did have close to a year and a half before I relapsed this last time.
Right.
Right? But it was very dry. Mm-hmm. There were points where I was like doing well, working a program and everything like that. But for the most part, it was pretty dry.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until this last time, like relapsing and all this shit that went on with my life, like I finally realized, like, okay, I do need God in my life.
Right.
You know, and that's when I started actually surrendering and kind of giving my will up and my life to my higher power. And like life has just gotten so much better since I've done that. And so I see why people are saying that, you know what I mean? But it's also to this point where like when I'm
sorry about that.
No, you're good. when, like, throughout the holidays and everything, like, my family's not around. You know, my family lives in Michigan.
Right.
So, like, it's been cool seeing, like, a bunch of people, like, reach out to me and, like, want to spend Thanksgiving. Like, families want to spend Thanksgiving with me and...
Showing some love.
Showing some love, you know? And it's cool because, like, I never thought I'd get that when my parents weren't around.
Wow.
You know, so... Shout out to Karen and you know, Liz's parents, you know, that's everybody great, that was helping me out. So how do you kind of like navigate your way through recovery?
Through the holiday season?
Yeah.
You know, that's funny, you know, even while you were talking, I was thinking that as cliche as it sounds, man, I had, you know, just like what you were talking about, you know, I had gotten put myself in a situation where, like, if I was using, I would be in trouble with the law. Like, I was on parole, you know?
Like, allergic. You got an allergy.
Yeah.
Every time you use, you break out in cuffs.
Yeah. So, you know, so that was my only motivation to not using, right? And it was coming up on New Year's, you know, I didn't use on Christmas. I didn't use on Thanksgiving. I had some time clean, you know, but it was absolutely dry. You know, I was just, you know, getting through until I can like basically get off papers, and it wasn't that long for me until I could like have that behind me at that certain time.
Yeah.
And I went to a party on New Year's Eve, and I felt like, you know, I was cool and everything, and I knew the importance of me, what it was going to be if. The importance of me being sober during that time if I wanted to get what I want, you know what I mean? Get what I wanted, you know, which was to be able to use freely again, drink and party and stuff like that. Well, like, and I was good the whole night, man. We're playing cards and everything. And then at the stroke of midnight, a friend of mine poured, I think it was like five shots. It was five of us together. And they poured five shots of E&J brandy, which was like my drink when I was younger. Yeah. And I just did it. Just without, like, you know, without a second thought, and I relapsed Well, it's a hard word. I drank again, but I wasn't really, I had no surrender in my life. Mm-hmm. It was all under stipulations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The reason for not using. The difference now is that, you know, I surrender, you know, I realized some years ago that doing it myself was not going to work. And I surrendered. So now, through the holidays, and, you know, that was a big thing for me, too. When I first was, like, really going to give sobriety a good, I really wanted to give it a good try and really be involved and give it to the Lord.
Yeah.
The thing that was in my head was everybody using, not using, but not so much about everybody drinking and doing whatever they do during the holidays, my family and friends, you know, because I'm the one in sobriety.
Not that.
During those times, you know, I'm not in a sober, I'm not in a, like, a sober community. I'm not at a, you know, a rehab, or I'm not in a meeting during those times. I'm with family and loved ones that are all living their own lives.
Yeah.
You know, so that was a big thing for me. How am I going to navigate through the holidays, you know, when everybody's drinking, watching a football game and everything like that? How is that all going to happen? How's that going to affect me when my family and friends are having fun like that?
Yeah.
And it did have an effect on me during that time. You know, and but, you know, just keeping that focus on what I really want, where I feel led to be, it keeps me in recovery it helps me navigate through the holidays.
I mean, you brought up a good point, you know, like when you're around all your family, that they have their own lives, you know what I mean? Like, they're doing their own thing. Like, it's very important for them to, for you to almost, like, sit down and talk to them, you know, and my parents, I've done this with my parents, you know, like, my dad knows, like, when it's just around me, like, now I'm at a point where, like, I'm good, like, I can be around it, and it doesn't mess with me as much,
right?
You know what I mean? But when I was first getting sober, it was very important for me to be around, I want to say, like, people that are going to push me to grow, right?
Mm-hmm.
And be around those people and things and places that are going to, like, make me not want to use, you know. And when you're around family for the holidays and everything, like, you don't want to be that guy that's like, please don't drink around me.
You don't want to be that that's
guy.
Like, the worst dude, you know? To be, right? You feel like that's the worst dude to be, the oddball, like, you're like, everybody's partying and having fun.
Exactly. It's like, I don't want to, like, mess up everybody else's fun just because I'm sober,
right?
You know what I mean? And that's one of the things that my dad is, like, really preached to me, is like, look, he's like, look, I'm not going to stop drinking around you just because you're sober. Like, you're going to need to learn how to, like, he did at first. He was cool at first, you know? And then he was like, look, I'm not going to sit here and just kind of baby you and everything. Like, you have to own it for yourself. Like, you have to be like, you have to work a program and you have to do the things that you're supposed to do.
Absolutely.
And he's like, look, like, I want to do what I want to do. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not in your shoes, you know?
Right.
Like, I helped you when you first got sober. Like, you got some time now, you've been working a program, like, you're going to be fine. You know what I mean? And he's right. You know, like, every time I go to Michigan, like, now he's drinking around me, I'm fine. My brother's drinking around me, I'm fine. My mom doesn't really drink, so it's kind of like, she's cool. You know what I mean? But he's right though. Like, my drug of choice is alcohol. You know, and I can literally go right down the street to a gas station, you know, and it's right there. You know what I mean? So I can't be scared of it. I have to just be able to surrender what I want to do up to God and leave it up to him, you know.
And
that's huge. That's huge around the holidays because, like you said, you know, family and friends are going to do what they want to do. It's a time for celebration. It's a time for family.
Absolutely.
You know,
you're not the subject.
Yeah.
It's not all about you.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's
like
the thing.
A bunch of people together enjoying each other's company, and how they live their lives has absolutely nothing to do with how you live your lives. And, that's the way it is, man. And you know, if you find that surrender, and maybe, you know, there's different, you know, wherever you're at in your recovery, you know, hey, maybe, you know, Thanksgiving, this coming Thanksgiving, you have to be with a sober community, man.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And that's just the way it is. And that's good.
Yeah.
That's a great thing.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
That's a great thing, man, because I'm telling you, there is, like, in sober communities, man, you know, when you're surrounded by people that, you know, are focused on, like, living a sober life, you know, and you're around that, man, That's a great feeling. That's a great network of people to spend a holiday with, don't you think?
I mean, honestly, it is one of the best people to, like, addicts, as you know, being who we are, you know what I mean? We're very self-centered, but when we're working a program, when we have God in our lives, we are very giving.
You realize quickly, man, and you're like, you're with people like you, and like, you know, to get that support, and you have to give some support too. And
exactly.
It interacts in a really special spiritual way, you know, and it's one of the best places, honestly, man. I mean, you know, not during the holidays so much, but when I'm in a meeting and, you know, I'm sharing and listening, you know, in that environment is like one of my purest places to be, you know, it's because you just hear things, man, that you can relate to so strongly, and you get love and support at those places. You know, they might not be your biological relatives or anything like that, or they might not know your story as deeply as your mom or something like that, but they are there with that, with what you need, man. And that is so important around the holidays too. So depending on wherever you're at in your recovery, you know what I mean? You know, it just so happens this year, you know, in my life, you know, I'm fortunate enough to get in the car and drive 600 plus miles to get to Pennsylvania and be with my family this Thanksgiving, man, you know?
And that's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, yeah. Without a doubt.
That is going
to
be.
I cherish it. I'm anxious to get there, man.
I'm going to be around some friends and people in recovery for Thanksgiving. I'm not sure what I'm going to do for Christmas yet.
Yeah, neither am I, man.
I have no idea. That's still a month away.
It's still open.
One holiday at a time. You know?
Exactly. So. Yeah, that's great. That's a good thing to say right now, too. One holiday at a time.
One holiday at a time. You know, it's not as stressful as you want to believe that it is. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can have fun. You can be around family. You can be loved. You can get love. You can get love and you can give love.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what these holidays are about.
You know, this is a great holiday to be thankful and to be as giving as you possibly can be, man. And I'm thankful for so much this holiday season. I'm thankful to be sitting beside you right now, man, and talking to, you know, everybody out there in Facebook land. And, you know, it's just you know, I get really excited when these holidays come up because I really get to connect with the people that support me, and I'm able to be with ones that I believe want me around them as well. So you see the kids, you see, you know, it's just a special time of the year, man.
It's very good. It's cool that you brought up gratitude.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to, it's kind of off the books, you know what I mean? But what are you grateful for?
Oh, man, you know, I'm grateful for today. I'm grateful. I'm really, you know, what's in the forefront of my mind right now as far as being grateful, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on the show. I'm not just saying because I'm on the Most High show right now. But, you know, meeting Christian and Leslie and the things that have been happening in my life since we've connected with each other, I'm just, you know, overwhelmingly grateful for the opportunities that are coming my way right now. I mean, it's, you know, it's a story within itself, and it's all happening fast. And it's, you know, I was in a place where I was like, man, you know, where is my opportunities going to come? And I was just discussing with my wife, man, you know, I got so much opportunity now, so much potential for good things to happen. And it's really focused in spirituality. It's focused in sobriety. You know, it's focused in the things that I went to school for. You know, it's really my path right now. I'm grateful for how the Lord is guiding my path right now. I think that's what stands. That's what comes first to mind when I think about gratitude and being grateful for things.
That's
what about
huge.
You?
Me, I'm right there with you. You know, like I'm definitely grateful to be a part of Most High Media and the Most High Show. Cause you know, like growing up, I've always done audio and video production.
Yeah.
You know, and now I'm like in recovery. I'm grateful for being a drug addict and an alcoholic, by the way.
Right.
There's some times where I'll be like, oh, I'm not grateful for that, but I'm very grateful for that.
Why don't you explain that a little bit?
Well, you know, like the life that I have now, you know, is not what I thought I would be at 25.
Right.
You know, like, I had so many other plans. I was going to do this and that and whatever. But, like, being here right now in this moment is, like, it's huge. You know, yeah. It's a lot better than what I thought I would be. And being able to be a part of Most High Media, being able to have the opportunity to sit down with you.
Without a doubt.
You know, and talk to, you know, the people on Facebook land, like you were saying.
Yeah.
It's just like, I never thought things like this would happen, where I'd just be able to, you know, come to work and just be able to be like, hey, like, let's do a podcast. Let's go live. You know, like, that's not really, that wasn't in my plans. I wasn't thinking about doing that, you know. And because I'm a drug addict, because I'm an alcoholic, because I'm in recovery, you know, like, that is what I'm able to do now, you know, and it's huge to me to be able to say, yes, I'm grateful for being an alcoholic. You know what I mean? Because only when you truly are grateful for being an alcoholic can you start loving yourself, is what I think. And when you can start loving God in, letting God in.
Yeah.
And
what an amazing perspective, bro.
It's crazy that, like, I'm even kind of sitting here talking to you about this right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because, like, 6 months ago, I hated my life. You know, and I was in and out of recovery. Like, right before that, I had a year and a half sober, you know. Wow. But it's not about time. It's not about quantity. It's about quality.
Big.
You know? There's a lot of things that I'm grateful for. But, like, being able to be here and being a drug addict and alcoholic, like, that is gratitude is not even the word for it.
Absolutely, you know? Man.
I don't even know how to say it. So
no, I did. I think everybody understands what you mean, man.
Yeah,
it's a great explanation of why you would be grateful for, you know, things that were negative in your life,
mm-hmm.
but that process and that experience led you to be sitting right here, right now,
exactly,
doing things that you are loving, learning, being around people that are like just cool, really cool, and like giving you opportunities and things like that wouldn't necessarily have happened unless you lived every part of your life,
mm-hmm.
you know, the good and the bad,
yeah.
you know? So that's great, man. It's a great perspective to have.
Yeah. It's really cool. You know? So I don't know. You got anything else to kind of talk about, or?
Well, you know, if we're tying this up, you know, I just want to say to everybody out there, like, happy Thanksgiving.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And I hope this podcast gave you a positive outlook on just how to navigate through the holidays, period. You know, just, you know, getting to your, it's so stressful during the holidays, and there's always, you know, I feel like I want to be in, like, always four different places at the same time, and there's so many people, loved ones and friends that, you know, people want to connect with, and there's the stress of, like, getting there, and there's the timing and the days that you get off, and
mm-hmm.
how are we going to make this happen? Is it going to happen? And it gets really stressful. But when you get there to that day, man, you know, appreciate it, be grateful for it, you know. And if you're in recovery, man, you know, stay focused, keep that surrender in your mind, you know, give it to your higher power, you know, and just man, enjoy yourself. What's that? Rule 62, right?
Rule 62. That is, don't take yourself so damn seriously.
Yeah.
You know, have fun. Have fun. It is a time to have fun. It's a time to give back, and it's a time to be and get love.
Without a doubt, you know, you guys.
And give love. So, I mean, I just want to quickly say, like, you know, with Thanksgiving coming up, with the holidays coming up, and not even with the holidays coming up, like, forget the holidays, mm-hmm. you know, but it is a time to be thankful. It is a time for gratitude.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this, if you're listening to it after we record, if you're listening to it after we've already gone live or gone off the air,
right.
Just go ahead and, like, write five things that you're grateful for.
Oh yeah, that's great, man.
You know, like, have that mindset, like, get in that, because there's nothing better than starting your day off with, like, what am I grateful for? It kind of brings you back down to earth.
Wow, you know, that's awesome.
It's just a great way to start your day and to, you know, continue on throughout your day. If you just remember why you're doing the things that you're doing and what you're grateful for, and the things that you do have as opposed to the things that you want or that you could have, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many things to be grateful for that you already have in your life.
No doubt.
You know, I just don't, I want people to remember those things that you're grateful for, you know?
Absolutely. So. And thank you guys. And listen, if you haven't downloaded the app yet, Most High Media, right?
Most High Media. It's on iOS, Android.
Google it.
Anything.
Do whatever you got to do, man. There's so much content that is just enriching. It's spiritual. It's all about recovery. It's about moving forward in life, taking taking forward steps in your journey, man. Download the app. Listen to the content, man. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays. And, we'll see you guys later. All right.